The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, how are you, folks? Hello there, and welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show. Another Monday on our hands already, and the time is flying by. Some of you I know already doing your Christmas shopping. Good for you. Get it out of the way, right? Jim Crocker, with whom I worked for a number of years up in Maine, and he was serious. He said, "Crow, I never do Christmas shopping till Christmas Eve." He said, "That's when you get the best deals." Cheapskate. Anyway, we welcome you to this edition of the show. We have some stuff coming up. A case of major significance going to be argued tomorrow before the U.S. Supreme Court, hearing oral arguments on the RGGR Harris Funeral Homes versus Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. That's the case. And it's one that will decide the legal definition of sex and have far-reaching effects all across the culture. Joining us in just a few minutes to talk about it is Kristen Wagoner, Senior Vice President of the U.S. Legal Division and Communications with ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Next hour, and by the way, we will give you an update as we go along through the afternoon, give you a chance to participate in our Bible League campaign, and you've done some wonderful things over the weekend. We'll tell you about that. But next hour, as you may remember, if you were listening at this time, well, around 5 o'clock last week, we were very honored to speak briefly with Archbishop Kwasi and his wife, Dr. Gloria Kwasi. He is the Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of Jos, Nigeria, and also General Secretary of something called GAFCON, a Global Anglican Future Conference. And they happen to be in Dallas to receive the second annual Frank Wolf Freedom Award from 21 Wilberforce last Monday. But I'm going to be speaking with someone who's connected to them and to that work right now. We'll know her as Grace. She's going to join us next hour, top of the hour, to talk about GAFCON's relatively new effort called the Suffering Network. It's been recently organized to encourage and raise awareness of the persecution of Christians in South Asia and Africa, from Nigeria to Sudan to the Middle East. And as we know, it is exponentially on the rise. So we'll be talking with Grace next hour, top of the hour. Also next hour, have you ever felt as though the prayers you've been praying are way too small and too inadequate for the needs and the problems you're facing? You pray what you might feel like are such feeble prayers, they don't seem to go anywhere or do anything. Well, Julia J. Sadler, she, by the way, among other things, is a reality star on TLC's Rattled. She, by the way, is also the daughter of our good friend Robert Jeffress, Pastor Robert Jeffress. And she has many other gifts to her credit as well, but she tells an amazing story of suffering 3 miscarriages in 1 year. But along with her husband, Ryan, they decided to do what her book talks about, pray big things. As a result, they have not one new child, not two, but they have triplets. And God did the incredible in the midst of their heartache and pain. And we're going to hear her story next hour. Her book's called Pray Big Things, The Surprising Life God Has for You When You're Bold Enough to Ask. So that's part of next hour's programming as well. In addition, as I said, we want to continue our campaign with the Bible League. You have moved us forward over the weekend. Our goal is 6,720 Bibles. So far, you've provided 1,107 of those, 16% of goal already just in the first few days. So we thank God for that. We really do appreciate your help as you've been calling in. And as a matter of fact, I have time for a few thank yous here. Let's thank Kadeen in Waldorf, $25 gift. Sikirat, I believe it's Sikirat in Greenbelt, Maryland, $10 a month for 12 months. Great, two Bibles a month for 12 months, $120 gift in total. Sherry in Fairfax, $25. Daniel in Lutherville, Maryland, $500. Geraldine in Hyattsville, $50. Inu, I believe it is. Inu in Alexandria, Virginia, $25. Mary in Silver Spring, $200. And Abai in Jessup, Maryland, $50. And those were call center gifts. Coming in on the web, some of the gifts were Patty in Sterling, Virginia, $10. Meeling in Gaithersburg, $150. Olufalaki, I believe it is. Olufalaki in Burtonsville, $20. Catherine in Spotsylvania, $75. $75 from Stephen in Lexington Park. $75 gift from Laura in Huntingtown. Those are just some of the most recent. And by the way, every single one of those gifts doubled twice. Once at the national level with the Bible League, and again with the Passport Auto Group matching money, of which there is about $2,465 still remaining. It's an $8,000 very generous matching challenge that they give in a campaign like this, and they have this time around with the Bible League. And so if you want to double your giving twice, you have to be quick to do it, because that I have no doubt that $2,465 will go very quickly. And at some point, as they often have to, which is a good thing, the Bible League sends me a notice and says, the Bible League at the match at the national level isn't available anymore. It's been all used up. So don't wait. If you've been thinking about it and you want to really give with the ultimate leverage in your giving, now's the time to call. And we've been telling you $5 buys one Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20. Just take the $5 and multiply it as much as you feel you want to and are able to. And right now, as I've said, until this matching money's been met, it will double your giving. But you need to call, and I'll give you the 800 number, and then we'll go to our first break and back with our first guest. 800-YES-WORD. It's 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. One more time, 800-937-9673. And, of course, online at our website, all set up for you with the Bible League banner. And the theme, of course, is Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And you can make that gift at wava.com. And if you want to give anonymously or any special note you want to add, just insert that in the comment box and we will try to pay close attention to that as well.
Grace Covenant Church presents On Earth is in Heaven Worship Conference, October 18th and 19th in Chantilly, Virginia. Speakers are a faculty of prophetic pastors, award-winning music executives, anointed worship leaders, and songwriters, presenting sessions on navigating corporate worship, worship in a diverse church, the business of the music industry, AV and lighting, and more interactive topics. Conference registration is $50. The conference will conclude with a concert by award-winning artist Travis Green on October 19th at 7 p.m. Concert tickets are $25. For more information, visit www.gracecovworship.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
A new ulcerative colitis study is enrolling in your area. Are you like us? We are roughly a million people with ulcerative colitis who suffer flare-ups, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and cramping. Are these UC symptoms impacting your daily life? If so, a new investigational medication is being evaluated to target the underlying causes of UC symptoms. Doctors in our area need volunteers for this important research study. To qualify, you must be at least 18 years old and have not been helped by previous or current treatments. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and medication at no cost. You can live beyond ulcerative colitis. Find out today if you qualify.
Call 1-888-388-1653
or visit researchuc.com.
That's 1-888-388-1653
or visit researchuc.com.
1-888-388-1653
or researchuc.com.
Do you have a leaky faucet, a running toilet, lights that don't work, or worse yet, a heating and air conditioning system that's been ignored for years? It's time to take some action and go to aactionhomeservices.com, licensed in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
aactionhomeservices.com. This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. For years, we've been told by elite media that Trump was a puppet of Vladimir Putin. Now we're told that Trump has a corrupt relationship with the new president of Ukraine. There's just one problem. Russia and Ukraine are enemies. In fact, since 2014, the two nations have been locked in a war that has cost over 12,000 lives. So, how can media argue Trump is Putin's puppet while he offers military aid to Putin's enemies? This contradiction has apparently never occurred to today's media elites. They are pushing for impeachment based on an alleged attempt by our president to conspire with the Ukrainian president for political gain. So which is it? Conspiring with Russia or conspiring against Russia? Before they move on to their next attempt to end Trump's presidency over this conspiracy theory, media should at least have the decency to admit that their last conspiracy theory was dead wrong. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
This is another Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer.
It can seem vain to focus just on yourself and what you look like, but today, that's exactly what I want you to do. Don't worry, it's not about taking a selfie or anything like that. Instead, I want you to think about seeing yourself through God's lens. When you look in the mirror, do you see failure and insecurity, or maybe, you know, you're a believer struggling with doubt? Do you think of yourself as someone unworthy to love? If you do, here's the good news. There's a big difference between what you see and what God sees. You see, in Hebrews 8 and 12, God says, "For I will be merciful to your unrighteousness, and your sins and lawless deeds I will remember no more." In you, God sees someone absolutely special to him, someone who's full of purpose, loved unconditionally, totally forgiven, and created in his image. You may not see yourself differently overnight, but if you make the choice to begin to agree with God's word and the way he sees you, watch how that transforms your lens. Join me at Grace Church this weekend, and as always, live big.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services.
Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
On Tuesday tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on the R.G. and G.R. Harris Funeral Homes versus Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. It's a case that will decide the legal definition of sex and a ruling that will have far-reaching effects all across the culture. Joining us right now with details about it, Kristen Wagner, who is the Senior Vice President of U.S. Legal Division and Communications with our good friends at ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Kristen, welcome to the show. Nice to have you on again.
Thank you so much.
Tell us the backstory of this case, which I understand goes clear back at least to 2011, maybe even a few years prior. But what is this particular case, and how has it come to this point?
We represent Harris Funeral Homes, which is a family-owned funeral home that has been serving families in the Detroit area for over 100 years now. As a part of their ministry to grieving families, they have a professional dress code that's sex-specific, and it is designed to ensure that employees are blending into the background so that the focus is really on those who are in their time of need, the grieving families being served. And the part of that dress code, for example, is to wear dark clothes, to not show tattoos or have flashy hair, and certainly to, again, dress appropriately, sex-specifically. In 2007, the funeral home hired a male, biologically male employee to serve as the funeral home director, be the face of the funeral home and working with the grieving families. And he agreed in writing to abide by the dress code. But about 6 years later, he told the owner of the funeral home that he would be returning to his to the funeral home 2 weeks later, presenting and dressing as a woman. Tom Ross, the funeral home owner, thought about the decision, weighed the different interests of his employees, of the employee that requested this, and the grieving families, and determined that that wasn't going to work. The EEOC, the government agency charged with applying federal employment law, decided to create a test case and target the funeral home to change the law so that sex discrimination would also include transgender status and would essentially obliterate dress codes and other sex-specific policies that are appropriate under the law.
Now, and that was bad enough, but as I understand it, am I correct that the federal government reversed itself on that since, but that the ACLU is calling for the lower court ruling to stand?
You're spot on. With the change of administrations and the case going up to the U.S. Supreme Court, it's actually the Department of Justice, the Solicitor General, that represents the position of the United States. And thankfully, the Solicitor General has taken the right position on behalf of the U.S. and the position that it has taken historically. It was only changed recently under the Obama administration previously. So they're on the right side of this. And again, stressing that American business owners should be able to rely on what the law is, and that it's not the role of the courts to change that law. That's the role of the legislative branch.
Now, as I understand a bit of the case, it not only involves, one can only imagine the mental anguish, really, and pain that would be inflicted on a family that's grieving to have someone showing up in the way that he decided rather late in his career, I would say, that he wants to do, wants to dress. But also, as I understand it, this would affect even bathroom usage at the funeral home itself by the employees.
Well, you're right, and it actually has even more widespread and drastic repercussions, and we'll be talking more about those during the oral argument tomorrow outside the court, and we hope that your listeners will come and hear about those stories of the chaos and the unfair situation that redefining sex creates, including equal opportunities for women, for example, under Title IX, high school girls in Connecticut, for example, who have had to compete against two boys and lost out on 15 different state championships as a result, or a recent homeless shelter that we represented in Anchorage, where Anchorage took the position that biological men must be admitted to sleep and share the same room as women who have been raped, experienced domestic violence, and sex traffic. And as you said, we haven't even gotten to the privacy issues involving locker rooms, changing rooms, overnight trips, and even healthcare providers' rights in the kinds of services that they're providing in surgeries, for example.
On the point you just made, that there's going to be activity out in front of the court tomorrow, I understand there's going to be a gathering of protesters in favor, of this particular defendant, if you will. I don't know that he himself is I guess it's the government agency that's it's being challenged, right? But is there a call also for folks who understand what you're doing here to show up in support of ADF and of this effort?
Very much so. We would urge anyone who would be willing to spare the time from 10 to about noon, stay as long as you can, to come out in support of not only Harris Funeral Homes, But the idea that individuals should be able to rely on what the law is, and that changing and redefining sex will really cause drastic, widespread harm to our society. So you can simply look for the Fairness for Women signs that will be outside the court that are pink, and join that rally and hear very interesting speakers. But you're right, the other side is actually busing in people from outside of D.C. To try to send a message to the court, and we are hoping we can do the same thing.
On that point, Kristen, talk about how powerful that message can be to the court. One would think that they're rather insulated from what's going on outside, but is that true that there's some effect that's felt, even if it's almost subconscious by the court, to know that there's a great gathering of one sort or another outside the court in favor or in opposition to an issue?
Well, I would say there are two reasons to show up. The first does have to do with the court, and that one of the things we talk with our attorneys about is that the principles that we're advocating for inside the courtroom need to also be plausible outside the courtroom if we expect to win in a case. And so that's what this is about. So many of us silently believe that redefining sex will cause harm, but we need to make sure that others know that we're out here and be able to speak that truth and show that even though we believe it, we're willing to stand up and speak on behalf of it. And that helps the court in deciding the case as well. But a second reason is Congress is considering the Equality Act right now, and they're considering possibly changing this law. And they need to be mindful of what the issues are and what the repercussions and the impact on all of us will be, and that people care about that. You should be able to rely on the law, but at the same time, we need to understand gender identity will cause all kinds of problems for conscience rights, for parental rights, even for use of the restrooms and certainly in our public schools.
And on that latter point, this will affect, as you've alluded, the whole culture. What will this do, for example, to any business that wants to have and have, by law now has the right to have certain dress codes? The men, perhaps, to the employees, the male employees wear neckties and perhaps even suits or jackets or whatever, females to be dressed in a certain way. That would sweep all of this aside if it were allowed to stand, wouldn't it?
It absolutely would. It would remove all dress codes and all distinctions to be made on the basis of sex. And some of those distinctions are very good things, including giving female athletes the ability to compete and to have scholarships and win scholarships. You'll hear stories about people who have lost their jobs and professions for simply speaking on the topic of gender identity, and doctors who have been impacted by their objections to having to provide, for example, surgical reassignment and things like that. So the impact of this is widespread. And you'll hear stories from those who have detransitioned to say, I was advised wrongly, and this hurts people in the long run.
How can our listeners help you tomorrow and in the days ahead? We work closely with ADF. We have great respect for the work that you and your colleagues do. But for listeners who maybe don't know a whole lot about you and how they can help, talk to us in that last moment about that.
Well, the first thing they can do is to pray. Pray for our advocates tomorrow as we go into the courtroom that we would have favor with the court, and pray for the justices that they would have clarity on these issues. The second thing is show up. We need to show up with a physical presence. We do so compassionately. We're respectful in how we portray ourselves and our issues, but we need to show up for the sake of the case and the issue. So 10 to noon, right outside on the south side of the Supreme Court. Please come, and I guarantee that you will be encouraged by this.
And I would like go ahead.
And I would just say, be willing to speak to your neighbors on the issue and your children at your own dinner tables. We've got to be able to address these issues.
I was going to add the one thing I want to make sure our listeners know, and every time we talk with ADF, we remind them, you do all this work pro bono. So folks need to partner with you in that area with some financial support as well, right?
Well, we would love that. These cases are very difficult to try and costly, and we do provide all of our services free of charge, so they can go to our website, adflegal.org, and learn how to give.
Kristen, we'll be praying for you and everybody tomorrow, and thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you so much.
Again, Kristen Wagner, she is Senior Vice President with the U.S. Legal Division and Communications of ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, adflegal.org. And as she said, you can make a gift there. You can partner with them on a regular basis or a one-time basis at adflegal.org. You can also go to townhallreview.com, and I know Hugh Hewitt would love to have you visit there and connect with him there as well. You can give through the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Click on that at townhallreview.com. But again, you heard her also say, if you can show up tomorrow, if you can adjust your morning schedule from 10 to noon out in the south side of the Supreme Court, they would welcome your support there. And those who can't, I hope you've already in your mind at least, if not writing it down somewhere, you've put this case on your prayer list. This is one of the ways, folks, in which we become effective salt and light in the culture, making a difference. Stay with us. We have more here on The Don Crow Show.
This is the entertainment answer. Why does actress Chloe Grace Moretz think kids are going to appreciate the new animated film, The Addams Family?
Kids will really enjoy their first taste of The Addams Family in this movie because it is unlike any other story. There's nothing else you're going to see like it. So it's incredibly unique, it's incredibly authentic, and it's silly, but it's also got a lot of heart because it ultimately is about love and is about supporting one another.
The Addams Family, rated PG. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home
Advisor. You're about to hear a commercial for WAVA listeners specifically. For a very unique mortgage team that has two very specific things to share with your family. One, the core substance of our mortgage team is faith and family. We're family operated with faith at our core. Two, we're a bit weird. We're a small family run team, but our small team has the advantage of being an arm of a big direct lender. And for you, that means personal care a family run team can give, but with big lending power. We use our own money. We get to make our own decisions, and often that advantage allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you a significant amount of money on new home purchases, cashing out equity in your home, or refinances. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
Nice!
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. As a result of refinancing, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
America's veterans are more than a source of pride. They're a source of strength. When our veterans thrive, our communities thrive. With your support, our veterans can get career and education opportunities as well as benefits they've earned.
Hi, I'm Representative Abigail Spanberger. Join me in thanking our nation's veterans. They've given so much. Find out how you can support veterans in our community.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We have a couple of major road closures. Chain Bridge closed between 123 and Canal Road, both directions, due to the accident involving an overturned truck and debris spill. That's going to take most of the afternoon to clean up. I-66 westbound after the Prince William Parkway. All travel lanes there are blocked due to an accident. You're at a crawl from Centerville. This report is sponsored by the Safeway Foundation. The Safeway Foundation is committed to supporting our military heroes, help provide the care and assistance they deserve, like career training and mental wellness programs. Please make a donation at checkout today. That's your traffic up to the minute on WAVA.
Mostly cloudy tonight with a couple of showers, low 61. Tomorrow, considerable cloudiness, not as warm as today. Rain at times, high 70. Clouds and showers tomorrow night. Any shower can be heavy late tonight, low 58. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, some more showers. Again, perhaps a heavy shower too early Wednesday, high 70. Pleasant Thursday, mix of sun and clouds, high 67. The AccuWeather with a forecast, I'm Bob Larson.
Hey, folks, I want to tell you that this is a perfect time, if you've been thinking about it, to make that call and that gift to the Bible League. $5 buys a Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20. We know that. That math is so beautiful and so easy to do. Someone gave $10 a month for 12 months. That's two Bibles a month for 12 months, $120 total gift. However you want to do it, 1-800-YES-WORD is the number, 1-800-937-9673. And again, right now, we have $2,465 of the Passport Auto Group matching money still waiting for your gift, your call to come in to double your giving, and your gift will also be doubled at the national level by the Bible League when you call that number and make that gift. 800-937-9673. Or online at our website, go to WAVA.com and you'll find the banner there that says Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Just click on that.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
Yes, word, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. A chance to make a difference in the world with the power of God's Word, sharing our hearts through the Word of God with fellow believers and hungry-hearted people all over the world who are longing to know the truth that many of us have grown up with in this country and had unlimited access to. And there's nothing wrong with that. I tell you what, I don't complain about the access God has given us providentially to His Word here in this country. But we know a basic principle of the Scripture is that to whoever much is given, of that person also much is expected and even required. And so we have the chance to share the good news of the gospel and the power of the Word of God with other people through our Bible League campaign, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And you have already been doing that. We thank you for what you've been doing so far, but we have quite a way to go as we want to see at least, well, it's to be exact, 6,720 copies of the Word of God. I love that figure of 7,000. That's a nice round figure, and it's in your style to do that anyway, to go over goals. So let's do it together right now. And in the days ahead, 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20, and so forth. But right now, at least, we have two matching funds that are kicking in when you make your call. Whether it's $5 or $50 or $5,000, it really is going to kick in and double your gift twice. Once, of course, with the Bible League at the national level. They have a matching fund in place for now that will double your gift. And then also our good friends at Passport Auto Group Stores have also extended an $8,000 gift to match your gifts up until the $8,000 has been, of course, completed. So twice your gifts are being doubled. And so that's why, well, I always say anytime's a good time to call to give Bibles, certainly, but especially when you can do that. That's leverage, really, to take a $50 gift for 10 Bibles and make it not 10 Bibles, but ending up being 30 Bibles. And even a $5 gift becomes 3 Bibles instead of 1. You get the point, I'm sure. Number to call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. Online at our website, click on the Bible League banner. The theme you'll see is Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church at WAVA.com. And we know this word very, very well. Many of us do. Hebrews 4, 12 and 13. The Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword. It cuts all the way through to where soul and spirit meet, to where joints and marrow come together, and it judges the desires and thoughts of the heart. There is nothing that can be hid from God. Everything in all of creation is exposed and lies open before His eyes, and it is to Him that we must all give an account of ourselves. This is the power of the Word of God. It is a living Word. In fact, there is no other force in all the world that can match the dynamic power of the Word of God and its ability to go to the very heart of the human condition, revealing, just as we read, even the thoughts and intents of a person's heart, but also able to change the hardest of hearts and bring us all to our knees in repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that you would agree that if our nation itself ever needed the Word of God, the living Word of God working in the hearts and minds of all of us, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, whatever, way beyond partisan politics and ideologies, it is the Word of God that can make men live together in harmony and actually learn how to love each other, even when they disagree with one another on some of the important issues that are being debated these days. But I tell you what, it's the absence of the power of the Word of God, in my view, that is giving us our current situation of so much vitriol and hatred and false doctrine and upside-down values and all the rest of it. And the remedy is not with the Republicans or the Democrats or anybody else. It's in the Word of God. I know many of you agree with that. That's why Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, what? I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in that gospel, in the gospel, the righteousness that God demands is revealed, is unveiled, is explained. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. So we're calling you to share this powerful Word of God. Certainly in our own country, we seek to do it in stations like this and many others, your pastors in their preaching, and various other parachurch ministries working for the betterment of our culture through the power of the Word of God. But here we're asking, this is something we really want to export. There may be many things about America these days that we really don't want to export and send abroad, but this is one that we do, the powerful Word of God, and we can do it together when you make that call. And remember, your gifts are being doubled twice right now when you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673, online at our website, wava.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks began the new week with a very modest decline, with investors wondering what this week's U.S.-China trade talks might yield. The Dow Industrials fell 95 points today, the NASDAQ Composite eased 26, and the S&P 500 lost 13. New research in mice suggests long-term exposure to electronic cigarette smoke greatly increases the risk of cancer. A study published today found that after breathing in the vapor containing nicotine for 20 hours a week for more than a year, 22.5% of the mice had cancerous tumors in the lining of the lungs, and 57.5% developed growths in their bladder tissue that can be precursors to cancer. None of the 20 mice from the study exposed to the same e-cig smoke without nicotine developed cancer. Even as the world goes digital, paper sales receipts are still hanging in there. In fact, a survey of consumers found more than three-quarters of U.S. shoppers preferred to walk away with a slip of paper, not a copy sent to an email. Again, the Dow down 95 today. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Steve Howard, and for years now, I've been telling you about Health Markets, a free service that helps people find the right Medicare plan at the right price. So when I qualified for Medicare, well, I took my own advice and called for myself. With Health Markets' new Fit Score, you can instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from top national insurance companies, whether you're just enrolling or already have Medicare coverage. Plans with prescription drug, dental, and vision coverage at no additional cost. Plans with benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies, even $0 copays or premiums. better plans that let you keep your doctor and save money. As much as $1,200 a year out of pocket. Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic, and the wrong plan can cost you thousands. Don't go it alone when there's smart, unbiased help just a call away. And their service is free.
Go to healthmarkets.com for details or call 800-691-2240. That's 800-691-2240. 800-691-2240.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Making a difference in the world through the power of the living Word of God. Stand with them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. That is the theme of our campaign with the Bible League. And we thank you for being part of it when you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Or you can give online at our website, wava.com. We know that there are many trouble spots in the world. There are many, many places where Christians are being persecuted as never before. And we talk about that, as I've said earlier, on a regular basis here on the show, because we do care about what's happening to our brothers and sisters around the world. And so often they ask us for one thing, well, maybe two: pray for us and give us Bibles. Pray for us and give us Bibles. And we know that one of the areas where Christians are being persecuted is the country of India.
And we have a non-secular government at present, and they are emerging as a superpower, winning the elections in different states. They always propagate Hindu agendas and aim to establish a Hindu nation. The Hindu extremists started to teach, if you see a Christian, they are following a foreign faith. They are defiling India because they are following a foreign faith. And public religious activities were banned by the local political and religious leaders. Some churches are forced to stop conducting cell groups in many parts of the country. Evangelism is found to be the greatest challenge in the country. Public evangelism is banned in many places. The members don't have even the freedom to carry the Bible in public.
Not even the freedom to carry the Bible in public, let alone stand on a street corner or anywhere else and talk publicly about it. And that's a brother by the name of Subish, and yet he says the Christians in India are strong in their faith, folks.
The Christians in India and the Hindu fanatic organizations have emerged as a superpower for the last couple of years. And they divided the people according to their religions and started to attack other religions, especially the Christians. And they are intolerant and oppose all the gospel and missionary works. They are forcing the Christians to recant their faith and reconvert into Hinduism. So when a person or family accept Jesus, their community expel them. Their families excommunicate them. But the new believers are very strong, and I'm very glad that God is working for them. They are very strong in their faith, that they stick on to the salvation that they receive. That is the greatest thing I want to share about the faith of Christians in India.
And of course, we know that faith is strengthened only by being able to access the Word of God, to study it, to digest it, to make it part of your daily life. I've often asked, what would my life, what would your life be like, really, if you could imagine never having even one copy of God's Word? So many of us have, thank God, never had that situation face us. We've had access to the Word of God without any restriction from early childhood in many cases. But that's not the case for so many, as in the case of these Christians in India.
Because of your decision to help us with Bibles, many people transformed and received new life in Christ. They are the people groups of Hindu backgrounds. And the unique truth is that all of them are considered as first generation Christians. And your contributions will help this generation to pass their faith to the future generations. On behalf of our organization, I thank all the donors for your love and heart for the mission in India.
And that again is Brother Subhash. Can you imagine what he just said, that when you give a Bible, you are actually starting a first generation of Christians coming out of the religions that are so ancient in their land and so restrictive and, of course, so completely apart from the truth of God's Word and of Jesus Christ. So we're inviting you to do this, to really bring along the Word of God into these areas that we've just described, such as this one in India and so many other countries as well. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Would you go to the phone and make a gift right now? Maybe $50, $100, $200, $300, $400, $500, $1,000. Right now, as we said at the outset of today's program, there are two matching sources in play. One is at the national level, and that, by the way, is for now. We'll receive word from the Bible League when they say you can't offer that anymore because it's all been matched, but we're not there by any means right now. So right now, when you make your gift, it's doubled once by the Bible League, and then we have announced an $8,000 matching fund gift from our good friends at Passport Auto Group Stores. That's incredible. I've always said there's no time that's bad time to give. Any time is good that you can invest in God's Word and in God's work. But when you can give and your gift is doubled once, that's great. But it's fantastic when it can be doubled again on top of that. So, a $50 gift for 10 Bibles becomes not 20 Bibles, but 30 Bibles. And a $500 gift, of course, or a $300 gift or whatever is doubled again twice accordingly. So we have to take this break right now, but would you use this moment to go right to the phone and call that number and make that gift? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. Click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church Bible League banner on our homepage, WAVA.com. You can give your gift of any amount there as well. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you, for free, how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
Don Crow here with WAVA, and we're partnering with the Bible League International on Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Paul reminded Timothy that all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Persecution is suffering for the sake of Christ and His glory, and it comes in many forms all over the world. In India, it's being shunned by Hindu family members. In China, it's the loss of church buildings. In the Middle East, it could be jail or even death at the hands of extremists. Isaiah is a new Christian praying for the nourishment that comes only from God's Word. Send him a Bible for only $5. $100 sends Bibles to 20 Christians, and a limited-time match will double your gift. Help WAVA and Bible League send the hope of God's Word to nearly 7,000 persecuted believers. Call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or you can give online by going to our website, WAVA.com, and clicking on the Bible League banner.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? We will have our hearts prepared with worship led by Grammy Award-winning Laura Story, and I'll be opening up the Scriptures so that we allow Scripture to steer our lives as we explore God's eternal truths together. So join me next summer for an unforgettable 7 days of cruising.
Learn more at WAVA.com. Keyword, Alaska.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune into the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
The new Pray With Me prayer app is connecting thousands of Christians around the world in experiencing the power of prayer. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of life-changing talk radio. Come join us for New Life.
Don't miss Through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee, Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. right here on WAVA.
Made that call yet? Number to call is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online at our website, WAVA.com. Again, the theme, a powerful theme, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And there's hardly a country, it seems, where that's not going on in some part of the world. Certainly, the country of Egypt is a case in point.
Evangelism is considered to be a crime here in Egypt, so you can worship freely. However, you cannot evangelize or speak to Muslims about your faith. Those are the sorts of laws that are very elastic. They can be bent. They are not very clear. On one day, you'd find the president saying that Egypt ensures the freedom of religion of its people. And on the next day, we'd hear that the police raided a church or maybe a gathering for Christians. If and when you get caught evangelizing Muslims, you can be arrested and most probably you'll be taken to a prison where no one will know about you anymore. Of course, some people can face torture and being held up against their will. Their families would have a very hard time getting to know where they are. So what typically happens is that a Muslim who receives a New Testament would then start reading it and engaging with it and then come back to this person and gets back to him with questions and discussions. And over the course of weeks and maybe months, they start believing and they start developing their faith until they pray and surrender their lives to Jesus.
Pastor Kareem from Egypt telling us how important the Word of God is, but how dangerous it is to share your faith with others in Egypt at this point in time. And yet they're doing it and they're just saying, we want the Bibles. We need the Bibles. In fact, Pastor Dwisi from Ethiopia has a similar concern. Let's hear that.
We have a great need. We don't need food in the church. The 800,000 Christians in Islam do not need food from you, but they are only crying out that you give them the Word of God. And whoever comes our way and is able to give us a Bible, it will be a great blessing. It will be better than giving us food to eat.
Better than giving us food to eat. Folks, it's so easy to be a part of this. $5 buys one Bible. $10 buys two, obviously. $50 buys 10. $100 will buy 20 Bibles. And again, right now, at this point in the campaign, every dollar you give is being doubled twice. When you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. One more time, 800-937-9673, or online at our website, wava.com. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. You'll see the Bible League banner with those words on it. You can click on that, and you can make your gift there as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done so far, and I believe, God, that we're going to go way over goal on this campaign only because of what you're doing. God bless you.
Action Home Services, featuring Amana high-efficiency heating equipment with a 10-year warranty. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.